Good morning. Our question today is, now that we are davening in our houses, unable to get to shul, unable to daven with a minyan, does the halacha of koveya makom letfila, having a set place to daven, does that apply at home as well, that we should have a designated place that we should daven in, that is appropriate, it is clean, it is a place that we can concentrate, or is that only a concept in shul? So we're going to start out with the sources in the Gemara to have a makam kavua. We'll start out with the Gemara in Brachos, that Vava Mebeis, that says, kol ha-kaveh ha-makam letfilah, so anyone who has a makam kavua for his davening, Elokei Avram Be'ezro, the God of Avram Avinu will assist him, and Kishemates, and when he passes away, they will say that he was an Anav, he was a modest person, he was a Chassid, he was a Talmud of Avram Avinu. Why a Talmud of Avram Avinu? Because Avram Avinu had a set place to daven, and this person is following suit, just like Avram Avinu did, so he's a Talmud of Avram Avinu. And the Gemara brings a proof that Avram Avinu had a makam kavua from the pasuk Vayashkem Avram Baboke al hamakom asher amad sham, that Avram Avinu woke up. He went early to that place that he normally davened, asher amad sham, and amad sham amida means tefillah. That he stood there for his davening, for Shemona Esrei. There's another Gemara right around there, Barachas Vazayin Amabez, that says, kol ha-kaveya makam letfilah sa, oivav noflim tachtav, anyone who has a makam kavur for his davening, his oivim, his enemies, will be subjugated to him. They will not be successful. There's also a third source in the Yerushalmi. So the Shulchan Aruch brings a reason. We'll go through three reasons, or actually a number of reasons, but the Shulchan Aruch brings the first of our reasons why there is a concept of having a makom kavua, and he explains that just like at the time when we had a Beis HaMikdash, that the karbonos had set places. For example, you do the shechita, you do the matan damim in specific places for the karbonos. Nowadays, that our tefilas are in place of the karbonos, we also have to have a set place. Just like for the Karbanos. So for our tefillos, we have a set place. That is the first reason. A second reason brought by the Rif is as follows. Kishadam eno mispalo b'chomakam shiz damin lefanav. When a person doesn't simply daven wherever it's most comfortable for him, he doesn't simply say, I'm going to daven here, I happen to be in this corner, I happen to be in this room, I happen to be in this building, I'm going to daven where it's ever comfortable for him. But rather, he has a set place to daven. He's showing that it's not a burden for me. In other words, somebody who does it based on what's good for him, where it happens to be that he happens, it's where he is, that it's going to be the easiest for him, it's convenient, that shows that he doesn't want to put in the effort to have a makam kavua. It's a big tircha for him to go find his makam kavua, to go to that shul that he normally davens at. Let me daven wherever it's convenient for me. That is someone who shows, if you have a makam kavua, it shows that tefillah is not keva, it's not a masa, it's not something that is a burden on you, it's something that you really want to do, and it is worth putting in the effort for. So that is the second reason for a makam kavua. The third reason, very relevant nowadays, for the unfortunate situation of being in the coronavirus environment that we're in, that we can't be in shuls. So the Meiri says that we should have a makam kavua, shekol shamakam miyuchad lo letfila. Whenever you have a set place for davening, kavanaso mitzuya biyoser, it will facilitate your having better kavana. So that is very important as well. So we have three reasons. There are many reasons. We just brought down three of the reasons. And our next discussion is, but does this only apply to shul that I need to have a makam kavua, but not at home? So some poskim say it applies in shul and not at home, but in fact, their poskim would say that it applies at home and even not in shul. So for example, Rabbeinu Yonah says that this whole concept of makam kavua doesn't apply to shul. In shul, the entire place is a makam tefila. The entire place has kedusha, the whole shul. So what does it matter if you daven in this corner or you daven in that corner? The whole place has chashivus. But rather, when it says that we should be having a makam kavua, we have to establish a set place to learn, that is talking about at home. Shepamim sheinu yachol leilach habeis hakanesis. There, things happen. Unfortunately, sometimes we're not able to make it to shul, and we need to have a designated place at home for davening. So Nisvas Emes puts it as follows. There, in the Gemara, if you look in the Gemara, right before the discussion of makam kavua, the Gemara there talks about the importance of tefillah b'tzibur, davening with a minyan in shul. And the concept there is that when you have a minyan together, the schuyos of everyone come together, right? They are hitztarfus rabim. Everything is combined, and you have a lot of merits that are coming together. He says the same thing applies when you have a makom kavua in your home. It's not that you have other people davening with you and you have a minyan, but over time, when you daven in that same place, when you can't make it to shul, you can't make it to minyan, there is also an aggregation of the merits in that place. So you daven there once, and then you can't get to shul because you're sick, and you can't get to shul because there's a coronavirus. And davening at that same place increases the merits in that place, and it increases the kedusha in that location. Very powerful statement by the Sfas Emes, the Sefer Tameh Minhagim. He says a similar concept. He says, taking a step back, when somebody moves into a new house, when they move into a new apartment, when you buy it, when you rent it, it doesn't matter, when you move in, and if you didn't do it when you move in, do it thereafter. What you do, he says as follows, is there's a tekes, there's a procedure for declaring a certain spot to be my makom kavua, and you should choose that it should be clean, it should be appropriate, it should be nice, and you verbally say as follows, I am choosing this place to be my makom kavua, l'shem yuchad, kutra, brichuv, etc. There's a tekes, a procedure to it, and this is going to be my makom kavua for davening, for me, for my household, for my family, and v'chol Yisrael, this is the designated place, v'ratzon, and the continuation is this, was what's stated, that there should be the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shetishre shechina b'makom, as that the shechina should be in this specific place, kamok b'chol batei knesiot shebi Yisrael, just like in all of the shul. So we're giving this area that we are establishing as our makom kavua a special status, just like the shuls that have should have kedusha, just like a shul. And that's in fact what the Sefer Tameh Minhagim says explicitly, v'yim yomar kach, and if you say this, Azai, if you make this tekes, you say this procedure, this proclamation that this is my makom kavua, Azai kedushaso kedushas beis hakneses, that kedusha of that makom kavua has the kedusha of a shul, utfilaso mekubelas besocha, and that is where our tefila will be accepted, because effectively, when we're not able to make the shul, that is going to have the status of the shul for us. And just to conclude on one last point, the Sefer Isha Yisrael brings in the name of the Marmar Mordechai that the chiddush here is that even in your house where you do not daven regularly, it just happens to be rarely, hopefully, that someone davens outside of a shul with a minyan. But the chiddush is even there, we should have a makom kavua, and it should be chosen to be a place that we will not be disturbed by others. So there we have it in a nutshell. Makom kavua applies not only in shul, but also at home. We should choose the best place that will be able to facilitate our kavana, and it should be ideally the place that everyone davens, or maybe I didn't see this in writing, but if different people have preferences of davening at different places, maybe they can each have their makom kavua that's going to facilitate their kavana. But it's important to establish a place and stick with the place, and the more that we focus the kedusha on a place, the higher the kedusha is of that place. So especially now that unfortunately we're at home for a while, we don't know how long the virus is going to exist, but we're prohibited from going to shul, were prohibited from davening in Munuminyanim. The point here is to work at increasing the Kedusha in our homes, both by learning and by davening. And the more that we can focus that Kedusha in one place, when it comes to Makom Kavua, the greater Kedusha we will be able to build in our homes. Have a wonderful day.